Are you ready to dive deep into the intersections of technology, law, and business? Catch the Tech Intersect podcast on our new Advantage Evans YouTube channel. Whether you're connecting on the go or binging episodes from the comfort of your home, you'll never miss a moment again. Plus, you'll experience all types of exciting shorts, special events content, breaking news lives, and the comprehensive learning series. Subscribe today, hit the bell for notifications, and enjoy podcast videos and more. Use the link or search for Advantage Evans on YouTube to find our channel so you can watch, learn, and engage where insider meets impact. See you there.
This world, technology, business, the law will change more in the next 2 to 3 years than it did in the previous decade, for sure. And just as I've launched on this transformative journey, I know that you can do this too. And it isn't about becoming an expert, certainly not overnight, but really about understanding the seismic shifts underway and being poised to make the most of them. After all, the decentralized digital economy, it's not waiting for any of us. It's not waiting for me. It's not waiting for you. And as I continue to learn and grow and build, to advise and to teach, now being the advisor to the advisors, one of the responsibilities that I look forward to is engaging with professionals like you to make sure you get ready and stay ready so you don't have to get ready again. Welcome to Tech Intersect. I'm your host, Tanya Evans, and my life and work exist at the heart of law, business, and technology. Yeah, I've earned a few fancy titles and degrees over the years, but the bottom line is I'm a writer, speaker, teacher, and lifelong learner, and I'm really excited that you've joined me on this journey. So what is Tech Intersect? Well, it's authentic, empowering conversations with really interesting guests who demystify complex topics to prepare you for the future, because your future is now. And it exists where law, business, and tech intersect. Get ready to listen, learn, and leverage. Let's get started.
This is Tanya's producer, Alicia. Stay tuned to the end for a sneak peek from Tanya's new limited live series, Myth Busting Mondays.
Hey, everybody, this is Professor Tanya Evans, and welcome to this episode of Tech Intersect. We continue our special series, our Digital Money Demystified series, as we march closer and closer to the launch of my new book of the same name, Digital Money Demystified, Go From Cash to Crypto Safely, Legally, and Confidently. And I recently saw some fantastic early reviews come in. They're glowing, if I do say so myself. I saw the updated cover that also lists Arlen Hamilton of Backstage Capital and the money coach, Lynette Calfani-Cox, who both graciously agreed to provide their own unique perspectives in the form of forewords for the book. And also final plans for the book launch that are in full motion and coming together, including a book launch eve virtual event hosted by a dear friend and best-selling author, Minda Hartz, with also some very special guests. I'm going to keep it as a surprise popping in, but these are definitely folks that you will want to hear from. And I am delighted to have come through to spend some time with us for giveaways. We'll talk about digital money and how to demystify the space. I'll have a special presentation ripped from the pages of the book. Save the date, Monday, October 23rd, 2023. That's Monday, October 23rd, from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern. More on that in the weeks to come. Be sure you're on my mailing list to get early access information. Check out the show notes. If you don't see it there, go to digitalmoneydemystified.com and hop on the list. Okay, this episode, I actually want to focus not on investors or investor onboarding or things of that nature, but to focus on business leaders, legal professionals, financial professionals, anyone who is positioned to advise investors and innovators that are moving into the space or are already present, and educate themselves, them being the leaders, the legal pros, the financial advisors, to pivot, to fully embrace and be prepared for the digital economy. And so in this episode, I will talk about some opportunities, some risks, and the importance of building a solid knowledge base and foundation in the language and the trajectory of this new digital economy. And that economy is built on the rails of blockchains, crypto assets, and other Web3 technologies. It's really important not just to catch up, but to stay up and then stay ahead. So let's get into it. Now, the digital revolution heralded by the emergence of Web3 technologies, crypto assets, and blockchains, it's changing the landscape of business, finance, and law at an unprecedented pace. And it's not merely confined to a single niche like banking or tech startups. From trademark protection to global financial transactions, from business partnerships to investment strategies, the winds of change are blowing everywhere and impacting everyone around the globe. And for business leaders, lawyers, beyond just IP and finance specialists, and financial professionals, it's not merely a call to stay updated. It's an imperative. Because companies not leveraging blockchain for streamlining operations or creating new revenue streams really risk falling behind competitors. In the world of finance, cryptocurrencies and DeFi platforms are becoming mainstream and mainstream investment opportunities. So businesses not familiar with these could miss out on valuable growth opportunities. That translates into missed business opportunities. Next, of course, the decentralized nature of blockchain creates a plethora of legal complexities spanning beyond IP into areas like data protection, contractual obligations, international regulations. Lawyers not acquainted with blockchain's intricacies will absolutely struggle to provide comprehensive legal counsel and risk your license if you are engaging or advising about things that you are not competent to actually advise upon, that it would be a clear ethical violation at the least, and even more damaging beyond ethics violations if you really get into the weeds and get a client in trouble or have them lose their life, their property, their autonomy. Next, certainly financial professionals need to understand the implications of a blockchain-based economy, from understanding the volatility and mechanics of crypto assets to the global trends in blockchain adoption. And a lack of comprehension could really lead to flawed investment advice or financial planning, and that leads to inaccurate financial forecasting. And as businesses forge new partnerships in the decentralized digital economy, having a foundational understanding of blockchain technology and crypto assets is crucial to vetting opportunities and making informed decisions as a matter of strategic partnerships and networking. And of course, with blockchain technology still emerging, that brings with it a host of cybersecurity, regulatory, and compliance risks. And without adequate knowledge, businesses, legal professionals, and financial advisors could inadvertently expose themselves or their clients to unnecessary risks. So this is a matter of risk management. Web3 technologies present new ethical challenges, from data privacy issues in decentralized networks to the sustainability concerns of crypto mining, and professionals need to be equipped to navigate these challenges responsibly so they can address ethical dilemmas head on or even get ahead of them.
You love listening to podcasts, but have you ever thought about starting your own podcast? Maybe you want to build a brand, grow your business, or are looking for an excuse to talk about your favorite hobby. Whatever your reason for making a podcast, Buzzsprout is the place to start. Since 2009, Buzzsprout has helped over 300,000 people launch their own podcasts. Buzzsprout walks you step by step through the whole process and will give you powerful tools to start, grow, and monetize your podcast. Ready to get started? Click the link in the show notes to get our free step-by-step guide to starting your podcast today.
Now, that sounds like a lot of bad news and doom and gloom. There's absolutely a silver lining, and I, live to tell. I've been in this space going on 6 years now, or going on 7 actually. And in my journey since 2017, I've navigated the maze of Web3 technologies as a non-technologist and studied and unpacked the nuances of blockchain applications in various industries to the ethical implications of decentralized networks. And through publications and podcasts like these, hands-on experiences, training other lawyers, training financial advisors, certainly investors and innovators in this space, I've just learned and gleaned a lot. I have a lot of insights, again, not as a technologist, but as a professional, as an advisor, as an educator, really striving to understand the future of our digital world so that I can impart that information on others. And the transition to this new digital era might seem overwhelming. You know, I say often it's like drinking from a fire hose, but it's in that messy, marvelous madness that there's this great excitement of evolution, of revolution at times, of redefining norms and stepping into a future brimming with potential. But the question is, my dear, the question is, are you ready to seize it? Because this world, technology, business, the law will change more in the next 2 to 3 years than it did in the previous decade, for sure. And just as I've launched on this transformative journey, I know that you can do this too. And it isn't about becoming an expert, certainly not overnight, but really about understanding the seismic shifts underway and being poised to make the most of them. After all, the decentralized digital economy, it's not waiting for any of us. It's not waiting for me. It's not waiting for you. And as I continue to learn and grow and build, to advise and to teach, now being the advisor to the advisors, one of the responsibilities that I look forward to is engaging with professionals like you to make sure you get ready and stay ready so you don't have to get ready again. All right. So one of the ways that I'm doing that is putting together a series of sessions, professional sessions to help you navigate the crypto evolution. In this dynamic pace of digital evolution, the lines between traditional business and innovative digital models are really, really blurred. The world is transitioning from Web 2 to Web 3. It's going to change exponentially, it seems. And that means professionals like you, like me, we have to be prepared. Hi, I'm Dr. Tanya M. Evans, author of Digital Money Demystified. And I want to let you know that to stay on the leading edge of any opportunity, especially investing, you have to empower yourself with the tools and resources needed to keep your knowledge and skills current. And if you're relying on last year's information or even last month's, look, you're already behind. Sure, you can try to figure this out on your own at YouTube University. The problem is, it's difficult to separate fact from fiction with so many carnival barkers banking on your inexperience. And of course, there are the naysayers, usually from legacy finance, banking on your fear while they quietly help their high net worth clients to invest. All of it muddies the waters when all you want to know is how to get in safely, legally, and confidently so you're not left behind. That's why I wrote Digital Money Demystified, where I take the top 10 crypto myths head on and give you well-researched, well-supported facts to empower you to make good choices out there in the new digital cash economy. As a law professor who developed the first blockchain crypto and law online certificate program, a retail and corporate crypto policy and education trainer, and a thought leader appearing regularly on national media, I've done the heavy lifting so you don't have to. Look, there are plenty of books and courses on which crypto assets to invest in. Digital Money Demystified is the book you read before you dive into those. So head to digitalmoneydemystified.com to learn more and prepare for the future of money and wealth today. We have to be prepared to meet the evolving needs of clients, of business, of students, of the future. Evolve now. It's not hyperbole to say evolve or die, because Hashtag blockbuster. Let's not be the blockbuster of our respective industries when Netflix was nipping at their heels. A bit more about your opportunity to really strengthen your knowledge base as a leader, as an executive, as a lawyer, as a financial professional. I have this 3-session webinar series that will begin on September 27th and then be available after that for replay for those who sign up. So the replays will only be if you actually sign up for an all session pass, but you also can attend live to any session. So I have tailored and curated information and really distilled it to the essentials of what you need to know to get up, get moving, to get on your way, to prepare corporate executives, legal luminaries, financial front runners for the future of business and finance and law. So in the series, the first session focuses on a pioneering perspective, diving deeply into the transformative shift into Web3, what industries are impacted the most, what are the implications on businesses and professional advisories to help equip you with a guide or some type of compass to lead in this new digital era. And then the second session goes a step further to tactical training. So how to specifically point by point navigate this labyrinth of crypto trends, the different assets, the different technologies involved, how artificial intelligence plays a role so that you can be at the forefront of the actual trends in the technology without having to necessarily look under the hood, the proverbial hood, to figure out all the tech and all the jargon. And then certainly session 3, we focus on a regulatory roadmap. I testified before Congress's House Financial Services Subcommittee on Financial Technology, Digital Assets, and Inclusion. And there's a lot going on in the regulatory space from the SEC and the CFTC and Treasury and edicts from the executive branch of government, some movement in the legislative branch to come up with new or revised rules that better fit and fashion with dynamic digital assets. And so that's something that we would focus on, particularly in the United States, so that you stay compliant, understand some more of the regulatory risks, help yourself, your firm, your business to mitigate those risks, certainly for your clients as well, and really future-proof your approach to digital assets in the digital economy. So in order to secure your role in this new world, just some final points. It's really more than being a passive observer. You really want to be a strategic advisor, a thought leader, and a catalyst for change. And so I want to leave that with you as well. If you want to learn more about this 3-session webinar series tailored to carefully curate your experience and prepare you to be more discerning and more prepared in your role, then head on over to advantageevans.com/DMD for Digital Money Demystified. So DMD Pro Series. That's DMD Pro Series. So that's advantageevans.com/DMD Pro Series. And I look forward to connecting with you to help you grow, to help you stay connected, to help you stay ahead of the curve. Because again, it's no longer a nice to have, but a need to have if you intend to be prepared and to remain relevant in the future of work and money and innovation.
Please enjoy this sneak peek from Myth Busting Mondays and subscribe to Tanya's YouTube channel to watch the full episodes. You can also join live on Mondays through October 23rd for this limited live series.
This is a really exciting time. If you've been on the sidelines or you were in the crypto space and then got out, you were concerned about the crypto contagion of 2022 with a lot of high profile things going absolutely wrong, a lot of fear, uncertainty, and doubt, sometimes intentional, sometimes the reality of just a new and emerging asset class. So I just wanted to spend some time to help you demystify, help you understand some of the things that I've covered in the book. The book, again, is titled Digital Money Demystified. And I wanted to share with you First, just from the table of contents that focuses on 12 chapters, 10 of them are deep dives on a myth. At the beginning of each chapter, I share a myth, a fact about the myth to demystify or bust the myth. And then I take a deeper dive, giving you my own anecdotal information, my crypto journey, the things that I used to believe, the ways that I educated myself so that I could move more safely in the space and also to empower others. I created the Advantage Evans Academy for free masterclasses and courses and higher level engagement, both for traditional investors looking to learn more about the crypto space, but also professionals, the corporate executives and leaders and lawyers and financial professionals who really need to make sense of the space because they need to be, I'm a lawyer and a law professor, need to be in a position to empower our students and clients and colleagues and workforce and our partners as we move into a transition from Web 2 to Web 3. This is the opportunity, particularly in a sideways market where the prices are moving sideways. So we don't have a hype cycle. We don't have fear of missing out. There are some opportunities, and this is always a great time in the crypto ecosystem just to learn, to figure out the language, to figure out the regulatory environment and the risks and the rewards. And so I'll list the 10 myths that I address in the book. Well, the first chapter, let me say this, is separating fact from fiction. So I talk about my rabbit hole experience. I talk about the myths that I used to believe and the misinformation that led me to make poor choices, my journey to learning more, creating the first online blockchain crypto and law certificate program at a law school. And that really began my journey. But the myths that I moved through, probably the same types of things that you did. So the myth that crypto is too volatile or that crypto is only for criminals. Chapter 4, the myth that crypto is just one big scam, all 30,000 plus coins and tokens, just, you know, one diabolical plan, and there's no good at all in the ecosystem. When you think about these cycles of innovation historically, it used to take a long time, thousands of years to hundreds of years, from hundreds of years to decades, from decades to years, from years to months. We're not going backwards. We're moving forward, but it's still really early. And so that's why it's so important to start demystifying the space, getting comfortable with the language, getting comfortable with the opportunities. Lack of information doesn't keep you safe. Being informed and deciding whether or when to buy crypto, for an example, as an investor, whether or when to begin in-person trainings with your colleagues and your workforce, leaning in and learning what the legal and regulatory risks are currently and how to problem solve as a lawyer, as a legal professional, as a professor, and certainly as a financial professional. When spot ETFs in the crypto space are approved, you have to know what's going on. Your clients are going to come to you. Your colleagues are going to come to you. Your supervisors are going to come to you to try and make sense. You need to be the smartest person in the room, even if you don't buy crypto as an investor. You have to be more savvy. You want to claim this first mover advantage. You may not become an investor in the short term, but you certainly will have the opportunity to start to pivot, start to learn the intersection between your particular area of expertise and the ways that you will start to develop your own workforce. So this is really, really important. And you really want to lean in and best understand what is going on in this particular space. All right. That's all for this episode of Tech Intersect. And until next time, continue to shine. Thank you so much for listening to the Tech Intersect podcast. I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you love it, please tell the world. If not, go ahead and tell me. And in either case, drop a comment or ping me on social media at IPProfEvans with the hashtag Tech Intersect. And finally, a quick reminder on digital safety. There are a lot of scammers out there impersonating me and others, and I need your help. Now hear this. And remember, I will never slide into your DMs to say peace and blessings or hey, and I will never reach out to solicit your time or your money on social media, like ever. I'm not a trader. I am an educator and an attorney licensed in 4 states. Thank you very much. I'm here to inform, inspire, and empower. No cap, and definitely no Forex. So be careful, make good choices, and remember, I developed an entire free masterclass about the topic of digital safety in the crypto space. So check out secureyourcryptobag.com for more information. That's secureyourcryptobag.com. All right, that's all for this episode. Until next time, continue to shine.